LiveWire with Steve Flynn.
Hello and welcome along to another LiveWire. I'm Steve Flynn. Today I'd like to welcome back a familiar voice, John Rushton. John has worked with both celebrities and sportsmen and women. He also has one-on-one consultations with individuals and also business and management. John, welcome to LiveWire.
Good evening, Steve. Nice to speak to you again.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I am fine, thanks very much. I want to talk about relationships today.
Yes.
It can be a very emotional topic for some people. What actually constitutes a good relationship?
I think one of the things about a relationship is it's what is it to you?
Hmm.
You know, we can all sort of wax lyrical of what it should and shouldn't be, but everybody has a different version of it. But I think it's a case of also listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships are not that mythical 50-50 split. Some people are 75-25. Some people are sort of quite a passive person in the relationship. Some people are dominant.
Mm.
But it suits their partner the way that is. And that if that works, then that's a very good relationship. But also listening, as opposed to just talking, is a very important part of the equation.
Yeah. How can we make relationships work better?
I think, again, listening and actually being mindful of the other person. You know, it's giving. If you actually form a relationship with someone, it's because you want to be with them.
Mm.
So be mindful of that other person as well. It's not all about me and, oh, somebody else happens to be there, the convenience. No, it's two people and they should be basically as of one.
Mm-hmm.
Not me, 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 me. It should be us, we, ours. And
yeah.
If that's taken into account, then it tends to be a bit smoother because the other person always feels part of the equation and not an isolated person saying, well, I want to do this. What do you want to do? I think I ought to do this. What do you? Okay, there are times you have to ask those questions.
Hmm.
But basically, if it's, you know, what do you think we ought to have for the house? Where do we think we ought to go for our holidays or whatever? Join in. And it's sometimes relationship breakdown is actually people having this me, me, I attitude. And eventually, you become two independent people just living together.
Hmm. Do you think that's why relationships fail?
I think relationships fail today because people are not willing to work at them.
Hmm.
I think it's so much easy come, easy go. I want, I need, I can.
Hmm.
And in many cases, with a lot of women now getting equality in finance, which I mean, I'm not knocking, I mean, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a case of one is reliant on the other. It's two people.
Hmm.
And sometimes the wife or the female partner or whatever actually earns more than the other partner. And in that case, it makes it a completely different ball game, and sometimes people feel threatened by that,
yeah.
And then they want to assert their own position in their relationship, and you shouldn't have to assert it, because if you love each other, then that's understood.
Yeah. Do you think relationships today are easily made, or too easily made?
I think there's a lot of easily made relationships. There's a lot of this, oh, well, let's just shack up together and see how it goes.
Mm.
And then you have two or three different partners, and eventually when you get into your mid-20s, early 30s, you're not only second hand, you're third hand, fourth hand, fifth hand, sixth hand, and you think, well, why didn't my relationships work for you?
Mm.
And of course, the bottom line is, the common denominator in those relationships is you.
Yeah.
Not anybody else, it's just you. So if it doesn't work, a lot of it's down to you.
Mm. I mean, there's a lot of confusion over what is a relationship. What is the difference between a relationship and a companionship and a partner?
I think a companionship is probably something which is non-sexual.
Mm.
It's somebody who you get on with, and you can get on with, have that kind of relationship at any age you like. You can get on with your, you know, even someone of the opposite sex or same sex, it doesn't really make any difference.
Mm.
If you have a companionship, there's something which is deep and meaningful there, which means you have something in common and you can enjoy the common attributes together.
Mm.
If you have a relationship and you just sort of shack up together, that's all you have.
Mm.
If you want to go the legal thing and actually have a marriage, then you're making a physical commitment. You're actually signing on the dotted line.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of that, well, I'm not doing this, and I don't see what the difference is, and I'm not religious, and I'm not going through this ceremony. But fine, then don't.
Mm.
But the fact is, people who do actually make that commitment tend to get on better longer than the people who don't make that commitment.
Yeah.
Because when you don't make that commitment, the only legal situation is a case of time with each other.
Mm.
Which gives you the common law type of relationship.
Mm-hmm. What about best friends? How would you describe that as a relationship?
I think best friends is something totally different. You can have a best friend at various stages in your life and in various aspects. You can have one at school, your best mate at school, and then you can leave and go somewhere else and you form a best mate. Something you have a common bond with, you can talk to, you can share your sorrows with, or go to the football match or have a drink with, or play golf with, or do whatever. But or even if you're younger, you can go on holiday with, because you've got a companionship, as it were. So I think that's quite a good thing. And you can keep that best mate even when you're married or you're having another partner. You know, you can keep that because it's just a release to have another opinion and a chat.
That's right. I mean, acquaintances are often described as friends, but they aren't really. What is the difference?
I think acquaintances are called friends as a colloquial kind of umbrella phrase. So I have a friend who does this. Well, you don't. It's an acquaintance. Acquaintance is somebody you meet who you get on with quite well. You don't really want to have a deep and meaningful bond with them, yet there may be something which is quite important. You may go to a cookery class and you may share cookery skills because you really love that, or maybe share some skills on the golf course or in work or something, and you may have an acquaintance where you have that, but outside of that you've probably not got much else in common. So that's just an acquaintance.
What about platonic relationships? Is this common?
I think it is. You can have a platonic relationship with somebody on the internet. You can go on a chat line and find someone in Australia or New Zealand or the States or Canada or wherever, and just have this and actually form quite a bond with them. But it is platonic. But you can, you know, you've got something in common. You've always got something to talk about. You look forward to hearing what they've got to say, and they look forward to hearing what you've got to say. And that's, I mean, you can actually have this in real life as well, you know, close by, not necessarily on the internet. But I think that's quite a nice thing, a platonic relationship. It's quite pleasant to have.
What tips or hints would you give for longevity of a relationship?
I think it's just be understanding, compassionate, loving. If there's love there, don't screw it up. You know, there are lots of things you can screw up, from selfishness and stupidity, and none of us are immune to selfishness and stupidity. Sometimes our emotions get the better of us, even though we know we shouldn't do it, we do it. But basically, by and large, I think it's just show compassion and understanding and give and take. And when you don't want to do something and your partner does, then just say, okay, I'll do it because of them.
Yeah. John, we are running out of time. I've got to say, once again, absolutely fantastic talking to you. Thanks for joining me in the studio today.
Thanks,
look forward to talking to you again very, very soon on another Livewire. John Rushton, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Good night.
Good night.